在这课里，我们要学习用
one, o n e, one,
一个，跟
which one,
哪一个做句子。我们也要学用单字介词，比方
on, in, under, at,
跟一个字以上比较长的介词，比方
in front of,
在什么什么前面
in back of,
在什么什么后面做句子。我们先学
the one,
跟
which one。
现在请你听一段对话，是说一对夫妇亨利
Henry
跟凯特
Kate
到飞机场去接亨利的表妹苏珊
Susan。
现在请你注意听。
Kate, look, the passengers are coming from the plane, and there's Susan.
Which one?
The tall one next to the window.
The one with the suitcase?
No, the one with the package under her arm.
Oh, yes, that's Susan.
Hello, Susan. How was the trip?
Fine. It was a very good flight.
刚才那段对话不知道你听懂了多少。现在我们用比较慢的速度再念一遍给你听。
Kate, look. The passengers are coming from the plane. And there's Susan.
Which one?
The tall one next to the window.
The one with the suitcase?
No.The one with the package under her arm.
Oh, yes. That's Susan.
Hello, Susan. How was the trip?
Fine. It was a very good flight.
现在我们把绘画里边有
the one
跟
which one
的句子挑出来，用慢速度再念一遍，请你注意听。
Which one?
The tall one next to the window.
The one with the suitcase?
The one with the package under her arm.
现在我们来做一组练习。老师先问
Which one?
然后他再念一个词组，请你用
The one
跟这个词组来回答问题，最后请你注意听正确答案。
Which one? With the suitcase.
The one with the suitcase.
Which one? With the red dress.
The one with the red dress.
Which one? With the long hair.
The one with the long hair.
Which one? With the package.
The one with the package.
Which one? With the black shoes.
The one with the black shoes.
现在我们换一个方式做练习。这组练习的内容是说
Henry
跟
Kate
要去赴一个宴会，商量穿什么衣服，还揣测宴会是大是小。练习的做法是老师先提出一个有选择的问句，然后给你一个形容词，请你用这个形容词跟
one
来回答问题。我们先举一个例子给你听。
Are you going to wear the yellow shirt or the white shirt?
你要穿黄衬衫还是白衬衫？
White
白。
I'm going to wear the white one.
我要穿白的。请你注意，答案里的
one
这个字指的就是问句里的
shirt
那个字。现在我们开始练习，在你回答之后请听正确答案。
Are you going to wear the yellow shirt or the white shirt?
White.
I'm going to wear the white one.
Are you going to wear a long coat or a short coat? Long.
I'm going to wear a long one.
Is it going to be a big party or a small party? Small.
It's going to be a small one.
请你注意，凡是多数名词应该用
ones.
下面我们来练习。
Are you going to wear white shoes or black shoes? Black.
I'm going to wear the black ones.
Are you going to wear blue pants or brown pants? Blue.
I'm going to wear the blue ones.
Are you going to wear new gloves or old gloves? New.
I'm going to wear the new ones.
刚才我们练习了用
one
跟
which one
做句子。现在让我们看一看怎么用单字介词
preposition
做句子。比如
on, O-N, on
上面
under, U-N-D-E-R, under
下面
in, I N, in
里面等等都是介词。我们还要学一个字以上的介词，比如
in front of,
在什么什么前面
in back of,
在什么什么后面之类的短语来做句子。首先请你注意听一些有介词跟介词短语的句子。内容是说
Susan
坐在那儿吃早点，桌上有面包，有一杯牛奶，天花板上吊着一盏灯，桌底下有只狗。好，现在请你注意听每个句子我们念两遍。
Susan is at the table.
Susan is at the table.
The bread is on the table.
The bread is on the table.
The milk is in the glass.
The milk is in the glass.
The dog is under the table.
The dog is under the table.
The lamp is over the table.
The lamp is over the table.
下面我们来做换词练习。先由老师念一个句子。接着老师提出一个介词短语，请学生把这个介词短语换到句子里。首先给你举个例子。
The suitcase is under the seat. Under the table.
The suitcase is under the table.
好，我们正式开始。在你回答之后，请你听正确答案。
The suitcase is under the seat.Under the table.
The suitcase is under the table.
Under the chair.
The suitcase is under the chair.
Under the desk.
The suitcase is under the desk.
下面老师换了一个句子。
Susan is next to the window.Next to the door.
Susan is next to the door.
Next to the table.
Susan is next to the table.
Next to her parents.
Susan is next to her parents.
下面老师又换了另外一个句子。
Henry is in front of the door. In front of the window.
Henry is in front of the window.
In front of the table.
Henry is in front of the table.
In front of the seat.
Henry is in front of the seat.
老师又换了一个句子。
Henry's house is near the airport. Near the railroad station.
Henry's house is near the railroad station.
Near the park.
Henry's house is near the park.
Near the school.
Henry's house is near the school.
下面又是一个新句子。
Kate lives far from the city. Far from the office.
Kate lives far from the office.
Far from the store.
Kate lives far from the store.
Far from the university.
Kate lives far from the university.
好了，现在让我们看一看怎么样把介词短语当作形容词来用。比如有一句话，
The suitcase is under the seat.
小提箱是在座位底下。还有另外一句话，
The suitcase is red.
小提箱是红颜色的。把这两句话并成一句，我们可以这样说，
The suitcase under the seat is red.
座位底下的小提箱是红颜色的。于是介词短语
under the seat
是用来形容小提箱的。下面我们要练习这类句子。首先由老师念两个句子，学生把两句并成一句。听了合并的句子以后，请你跟着重复。现在我们开始。
The suitcase is under the seat. The suitcase is red.
The suitcase under the seat is red.
The woman is next to the children. The woman is Susan.
The woman next to the children is Susan.
The package is under her arm. The package is brown.
The package under her arm is brown.
The flag is over the airport. The flag is red and blue.
The flag over the airport is red and blue.
The milk is in the glass. The milk is cold.
The milk in the glass is cold.
The man is on top of the airport building. The man is Henry.
The man on top of the airport building is Henry.
The woman is in front of the door. The woman is Kate.
The woman in front of the door is Kate.
现在我们要念一段文章给你听。文章里包括今天学的一些介词和介词短语。文章的内容是说
,Susan,
乘飞机到美国西部的西雅图市去看表哥
,Henry,
表嫂
,Kate,
跟外甥。好了，我们先用自然的速度念一遍给你听，等一会儿还要请你回答三个问题。
Susan is very excited about her trip.She is going to Seattle to visit her cousins Henry, Kate, and their children. She is bringing them presents. She has sweaters for Henry and Kate, a brown one for him, and a pink one for her. She is also bringing games, one for each of the children.The presents are in a package under the seat in front of Susan. She is sitting in a seat next to the window. Now she sees the flag over the Seattle airport. She also sees some people on top of the airport building.
这段文章不知道你听懂了多少。假如没有全听懂，不要着急。等一会儿我们还用慢速度再念一遍。现在请注意听我们今天要问的三个问题。第一个问题是
Where is Susan going?
第二个问题是
Who is Susan visiting?
第三个问题是
What is Susan bringing her cousins?
好了，现在我们把文章再念一遍，这次念得比较慢，请你特别注意前面三个问题的答案。
Susan is very excited about her trip. she is going to Seattle to visit her cousins, Henry, Kate, and their children. She is bringing them presents. She has sweaters for Henry and Kate, a brown one for him, and a pink one for her. She is also bringing games, one for each of the children. The presents are in a package under the seat in front of Susan. She is sitting in a seat next to the window. Now she sees the flag over the Seattle airport. She also sees some people on top of the airport building.
现在请你回答问题。回答之后请听正确答案。第一个问题是
Where is Susan going?
Susan is going to Seattle.
第二个问题是
Who is Susan visiting?
Susan is visiting her cousins, Henry, Kate, and their children.
最后一个问题是
What is Susan bringing her cousins?
She has sweaters for them, a brown one for Henry, and a pink one for Kate.